French Kissing, written by Katherine Sanderson and read by Anna Bentinck.
Chapter 1. If a fortune teller had predicted I'd not only find myself a single mum, but would contemplate joining a French online dating site before the year was out, I would have joked that her crystal ball must be in need of a service. I'd been living in Paris for a decade, in a state I'd describe, with hindsight, as unmarried complacency, although at the time I mistook it for unmarried bliss. Then, 6 months ago, the unimaginable came to pass. I left my French partner, Nico, and moved out with our 4-year-old daughter, Leela. His actions left me no other choice. And so here I was, hunched over my purring laptop, watching intently as the rendezvous homepage loaded, text first, pictures slowly filling out from top to bottom. I wasn't sure which was hardest to overcome, my lingering scepticism about seeking out some sort of connection online of all places, or my trepidation at the idea of sprucing myself up and putting Sally Marshall back on the market. But something had to be done to plug the gaping hole where my social life should have been. In the daytime, I had work to distract me, or Leela for company. But the evenings were barren, and I'd spent far too many of them lately, curled up on my sofa with the remote control and a box of tissues. The rendezvous website was an exercise in tasteful minimalism. It had an off-white background, against which the text and borders were picked out in muted shades of purple and green. Colours, which market research had no doubt deemed gender neutral. Having specified at the point of entry that I was une femme who wished to meet un homme, I was amused to see a handful of likely and less likely male candidates being paraded across the bottom of the screen as bait. Below the logo of interlocking pixelated hearts in the top right-hand corner was the infamous rendezvous slogan, L'amour en un clic. Those words, love is only a click away, emblazoned across billboards in metro stations all over Paris, had taunted me for weeks. Until, on this lazy Sunday morning, I'd caved in and made the first click. The form I'd begun to complete with my personal details was already causing me problems, however. There was precious little room for manoeuvre. A series of tick boxes and drop-down menus seemed intent on bossing me around and putting words into my mouth. Sighing, I removed my hands from the keyboard for a moment and let myself sag back into the sofa. Did I really want to do this? Was I ready? Leela, whose name I pronounced the French way, Leela, was munching a slice of apple by my side, her mouth open as she ate, her hazel eyes superglued to the flickering television screen. The top of her head almost reached my left shoulder, and, flaring my nostrils, I caught a faint whiff of the strawberry-scented conditioner I'd combed through her curls the night before. The slender legs, which protruded from her pink nightdress, were bruised and scabbed as usual. The summer holidays had given way to la rentrée only a couple of weeks ago, but, judging by the state of her knees, anyone would think 4-year-olds engaged in playground warfare. "Remind me to clip your terrible claws later," I murmured, as my gaze scrolled down to her feet and I registered the length of her toenails. "Otherwise you'll end up looking like Max from Where the Wild Things Are."
"Shush, Mummy, I watch in my mermaid DVD,"
Leela complained in her accentless English, her eyes coming unstuck from the cartoon for long enough to shoot me a look of pure reproach.